All right, so let's continue in the Tosfos on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis in Avodah Zarah. So he was bothered with the problem that our Gemara says what? Says the reason why Tevel is not Batal is because Kehetero Kachisuro, meaning to say there's a certain chashivas of the Mashahu of Tevel, because that is exactly in the framework of Tevel, a Mashu is Chashuv, because a Mashu is a Matir. So you can't say a Mashu is an insignificant quantity, Lagabe Tevel, because that's exactly what you need for Tevel. To be Matir whole Tevel is one grain. So you can't at the same time say that it's insignificant when you're saying that one grain is capable of effectuating heter in all of the wheat. So when it's a min b'mino, when the iser tevel is in the whole is in all of the chitim, because it's a min b'mino, then it's the same as then the wheat is in the situation of its chashivas. Okay, it has to only be when it's a min b'mino, because then you'll have, like Rashi says, then it's similar to that case already. Then it's ikal meimar keateir kachisuro, because now you have the same situation, a similar situation. Now, through taroves, you have all of the chitim have the shame of iser tevel. Okay. So that's the reason our Gemara gives, but the Yerushalmi gives a different reason. Yerushalmi says, because tevel is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. How is it davar sheyesh lo matirin? Because the iser tevel is only because truma wasn't taken yet. Right? That's what tevel means. Tevel means it's the grain before the truma was taken. So you can be matir, if I have a whole pile of tevel, I can be matir the whole iser tevel by being mafresh truma. Right? So the iser tevel is really not a permanent shame. It's just, its very definition is that the truma hasn't been taken from it yet. So I could remove the iser tevel by being mafresh truma from it. Okay, so why can't the Gemara? So that's what the Yerushalmi says. Tevel is not batal, because it's davar sheyesh lo matirin. Okay, let's just practically speaking, let's just figure this out. What does this really mean? Anybody know what this really means? I mean, let me ask you a klutz kasha. Okay. You have tevel mixed into your grain. So what do you mean be mafresh truma from the tevel? I mean, if you can find the tevel, so just get rid of the tevel. If you can't find the tevel, how are you going to be mafresh truma from it?
From the original pile.
So what's the answer?
Can you take from that new pile?
You'll take from other tevel. You're allowed to be mafresh truma from any tevel on any other tevel that you have.
Yeah.
Okay.
The whole pile,
In other words, yeah. No, you understand what I'm saying? You don't have to take tevel necessarily from the tevel that fell into your wheat, because it's mixed in. You don't know where it is, right? But if I have tevel, and anyway, if I'm but it means like this: if I have tevel, the Gemara has cases like that a lot of times. Like if a guy, if you have two piles of you have many piles of tevel, you don't have to take truma from each pile, right? You just have to take from one pile tevel truma for all of your grain. So I had a whole harvest of grain. Some of it fell into the into chulin. So how am I going to be matir that tevel that fell into the chulin? I'll take truma from another pile of tevel, and I'll have in mind that the truma I'm taking from this truma that I'm being mafresh is on all the tevel, including the tevel that fell into the chulin, right? So I can really be matir. I can mamish be matir the iser tevel that's in my chulin, because now what I'm mafresh will be truma, and everything else will really be chulin. So that's why the Yerushalmi says is a simple remedy. It's a simple remedy for the iser tevel. Just take truma mimokom acher. If I take truma mimokom acher, now all of the tevel that fell into my chulin is also chulin.
Is that So can you be Melfish Truman Chalon every harvest or every pile? I mean, what's the unit that we're working for?
Is it on every pile or on every or on the whole harvest? I think it's on anything that's chayev. You can be mafresh on any from the chayev on any chayev, from any chayev on any chayev. I believe so.
Really?
Just can't be off from a putter. I mean, that's a question. You can take from one kree to another.
So if you have, if you store up the whole entire year, you just have to give one grain putter
everything. I'm not sure, but certainly, at a minimum, it goes by the pile. That's for sure. Everything in the one, because the chi of truma comes from when you make it into a pile. That's meruach. You harvest it, and then you do the meruach, like they used to smooth off the pile. That's when the chi of truma is chal. So certainly everything in that pile is one chi of truma. And if from that pile stuff fell into a chulin, you can definitely take truma on that from everything else. For everything else. Okay, so that's the problem. Why don't you just call it a davar shesh matirin? And the davar shesh matirin we already know is never batal. All right. Okay, so what do you say? What's the basic idea of a davar shesh matirin not being batal? What do you say? So whenever we have these cases that something is not batal, you should be aware it's always d'rabbanan, right? It's a chumra midrabbanan. Midoraisa, you'd always have bittel. Chabitrei, you'd have bittel. Or shishim, whatever the case. Well, we're talking about min b'mino cases, right? So really midoraisa, you'd have bittel. And midrabbanan, there's a chumra of a davi sheish lamatirin. Any thoughts on that? Nothing, I'm not expecting anything refined in any way, but any thoughts on that? Why is it that midrabbanan and davar shesh matirin is not batal? So what is the what's the normal case of a davar shesh matirin? What's a straight simple case of a davar shesh matirin? So let's take chadash. Chadash is a simple case, right? So that all the wheat that's harvested before the Omer is chadash. And the Chadash is Aser. But if you wait for the time of the Omer, it'll all be Mutter. It all turns into Yashan. So the Isser Chadash is an Isser, there's a Davish Yesh Lamatirin. Right? Or Muktzah. Muktzah, last year we were doing in Beitzah. Muktzah, you got the Mosef Rashi in Bab Metzia. Yeah, I think you missed everything I was saying, but it's okay. That's what I thought. That your answer is your interpretation is interesting, but right. So that's davar shesh matirin. You understand? You understand the case? Simple case. Okay, fine. Yeah. So what's the reason? So here's a Rashi in Beitza. It says afagav de midrais ochad betray batal dechsev achirav lahatos. So we really go by rov midrais. Achmor Rabbanon. The Rabbanon were machmer by davar shesh matirin. Ho v'yesh lo matirin la'achar zman lo yochalenu be'iser al yidei bittel. That's the part you didn't finish up with. Al yidei bittel. That's more like Sprung is saying. That since it will be completely mutter later, don't eat it through bittel now. Which is funny, because midrash is mutter. What do you mean don't eat it through bittel now? Midrash is this bottle. Right? Yeah. So that's one derech though. That for some reason, I mean, we have to think about it, because it's difficult. I mean, if midaraisa is mutter, what more do you want? What more do you want? But some idea like, if you wait till tomorrow, you won't need bittel to eat it. So don't eat it now with bittel. That's one derech. But there's another derech in the Rishonim, and that is that this is from the Ran sheet in the Dharm. That a davar sheyesh lo matirin is that in order to have bittel, he holds, you need to have iser and heter. For bittel, you have to have iser and heter, because you have to have something that's usser, that's becoming bittel, from something that's mutter. In other words, you need contraries for bittel. Remember this? You need things that are contrary. Things that are exactly the same don't have bittel. right? If I take white paint and I add more white paint to it, you don't say, well, that you just mevatel this white was mevatel that white. That's ridiculous, right? On the contrary, it strengthens it. So the whole idea of bittul requires opposites, requires differences, right? You need one thing to be mevatel another thing. So therefore, he holds the Ran wants to say that when two things are the same in bimino, they're bottal because the shame isser and heter is different. There's a difference in the shame of isser and heter. I can say I have dam that's kosher and dam that's mutter. I have cholov that's kosher and cholov that's mutter. So even though milk is not a mevatel, but isser milk that's usser and milk that's mutter is different enough to have bittul. Understand? But if the isser of the milk itself will be removed tomorrow, then it's not even that different from the heter. Mm-hmm. All right, but anyway, so it's midrabban, yeah.
So because tomorrow it's the shame isser.
So the shame isser is not a real permanent shame isser. So it's lacking in its lacking in its shame isser.
But if it's enough to be to make this thing to also this thing, then it's enough. Like, why is that? It's usher still now.
It's usher still now, correct.
So why is that not enough?
Because he wants to say, I mean, it's an interesting svara, but he wants to say that you need opposites. You need things to be contrary in order to say one is going to be mevatel to the other. But if the isser is just conditional, just temporary, it's not considered really very. It's not completely diametrically opposed to heter.
It has to be
completely opposed to heter. Then you can say I've got isser and heter. But if I've got heter and almost heter, that's not the same. It's something to think about. But that's his story. Yeah.
Do you mean you have to have contrasting things at the same time?
Yes.
Interacting with each other.
Yes.
Meaning it right now it's either this or it's that.
Well, I mean, say if something can turn from Issa to Heter by just waiting, then it's how Usher really was it. Right?
She wouldn't say it's like Usher now.
It is, but because you're saying it's Usher now, you're not saying it's really Usher intrinsically as an entity. It's just a condition now. So intrinsically, it's not a full-fledged isser. Yeah.
Even in cases where you have to do something like.
Okay. We'll get to those cases. So anyway, so let's see if we can think about which way if these two approaches have any relevance on the answers over here in Tosis and the Ran. So what? So Tosis is bothered again. Just he's bothered by what? Why does there are one answer in the Bavli and one answer in the Yerushalmi? Okay. So what's his answer? Go ahead. Yesh Loma. The Tzrichi Tervayu. We need them both. Why? The Ilek Elachad Taima the Yesh Loma Tiran. Let's take that one first. Hava mina dafka hecha shada bailam beir. The oz yesh lo matirin. Shabailam yecholim lahafresh. Yeah. So he's saying what? If you just have the reason that tevel is not bottle because it's yesh lo matirin. So that would only be if what?
The balam are in the city.
The balam are in the city. Why?
Because
they can take truma from their tevel, from somewhere else, right? But if they're not in town, and his tevel falls into my chulin, and he's nowhere to be found, then what? Even though it's possible for me to search the guy out, so there is theoretically a heter. Right? In other words, in theory, it is still yesh lamatir, and there still is something I can do to remove the shame tevel. I might have to take a two-week trip and track the guy down, but it's not intrinsically iser. There still is a way of finding a heter over here. Mikom kom kevin sheyesh lo torach v'hotza havike she'ein lo matirin. Interesting. But since it's what? since there's a torach and there's trouble and cost, trouble and expense, then it's considered like a davar she'ein lo matirin. Like Tosa says, lo mikri yesh lo matirin ela below torach v'yitzia. Hilkach itzrich taima dahacha. Mishum de'kesheheitiru kach isuro. Yeah, so Tosis gives one example of here, that what does it mean it's a Torah and Otsah? What does it mean Torah and Otsah? It means it's a pain in the neck to find the guy, and it's going to cost you money to, yeah. So then it's not considered a Davos Yishma Tiran. So what kind of an idea is that? The Torah and Otsah is going to change the fact that it's a, that it's Yishma Matiran. I mean, and what's the Ron's answer? The Ron is seems similar though, right? The Ron has just worked out a different way of figuring out a case of where there's a of where there's an expense, correct? Those Tosis expenses to get the guy. Tosis expense is saying to track the guy down would be a problem, right? And what is the Ron's case? Do you figure out the Ron? It's a little bit complicated. Figure out the Ron? Yeah. So the Ron says like this. He says, why is it a davar she'ein lo matirin? So he says like this. So Rabbeinu Tam says, this is Rabbeinu Tam again. De'i b'yesh lo tevel acher, she'yafrish menu l'fi chesh'ben al zeh tevel shenis ariv kan, hochanami davar li davar she'ein lo matirin. He says, if you have tevel handy to just take it out for this tevel, so then it definitely is davar she'ein lo matirin. Elohocha b'mayaskinon, right? Kigon she'ein lo tevel mimokom acher. Dumya d'may darmir in perak hazov. All right, that's a little bit of a complicated case over there. But what comes out, what's the case? Says that you don't have tevel to take truma from it. So what are you going to have to do? So then, what would you have to do? So he says like this. So you'd have to take somehow. Now he's getting involved in the problem I was raising before. You only have the tevel in your tarovas. So how are you mafresh truma from the tevel that's in your tarovas alone? Okay. So you see. So he works it out like this. So how would you do it? Let's pick it up from here. She'imoya mafresh mimenu, right? He's like this. Hachanami b'she'ein lo tevel mimokom acher. You got it? She'yafrish al l'fi chesh'ben askinan. You got where I'm up to? I see where it says Perek Hazov, Daf Nun Gimel, the end of the line.
Yeah.
Two lines down. Askinan.
See.
Hachanami b'she'ein lo tevel mimokom acher. She'yafrish al l'fi chesh'ben askinan. So we're talking about a case where you only have the tevel in your mixture itself, right? Got it? My omrit. So what are you going to do? Yafrish mine ube. Take from it. Klomar. Mimurav zeh. You're going to try to take tevel. In other words, you have the pile of wheat, right? Let's get the this. Okay? So how are you going to take tevel from the truma that's from? How are you going to take truma from the tevel that's mixed in? So he says like this. She'im haya mafresh mimenu, lo haya dai lo she'yafresh mimu'urav zeh l'fi cheshben ha'tevel she'nofal bo. All right, let's give some numbers here. So let's say the whole kree. Right, the whole thing itself is 100 units, right? And the tevel that fell in is 10. Okay. Good. So now, how much truma do you have to be mafresh from your tevel? Let's say, so the truma you need is 2. Right. Take an average guy. He only needs to take 2 units for his truma. Right, it's 150. One out of 50. Now, can he just go to the pile and take 2 units? Of course not. Of course not. Because he's going to definitely be getting mostly chulin when he takes his 2 units. Right? So he can't just reach in and take out 2 units. That's not going to be sufficient. He just can't take out lefi cheshbon atevel shenofal bo shenimso yafrish minat pater al achiyuv. It'll turn out every time he takes every unit he takes, he's just going to get a very small amount of tevel in there. It's not sufficient, right? So what is he going to have to do? Ella hayatzarch lahafrish kineged kulo kiilu haya hakol tevel. He's going to have to take. He's going to have to take 20. That's what he's going to be forced to take, because statistically speaking, if he takes 20 units, he'll get 2 tevels.
Wow. So yeah, just to cover his bases.
To cover his bases. If he wants to make sure to get 2 units, 2 full units of the tevel, right, he'll have to take 20 units. He'll have to
12.
Huh?
Not 12?
No. 10-to-1 ratio.
It's a 10-to-1 ratio of this to this, right? So in every 10, he'll say he has 1. Right? So we'll have to take 2 tens to get 2. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. He says, we'll have to take kineged kulo. See, that's what he means. The first way is to go lefi cheshbon atevel shenofal. That's just 10 tevel fell in, so I need to take 2. That won't work. The second way, he has to do kineged kulo. Ki lu haya hakol tevel. V'chol ki hay gavna she'en lo takona ela b'she yafsid yoser midino lav dover shish tomatirin mikri. So he says, that's not called dover shish tomatirin. Where in order to eat the chulin that the tevel fell into, he's going to have to lose 18 portions. He's going to have to destroy, he's going to have to sacrifice 18 portions of his pile in order to achieve the heter in order to be matir the tevel that fell in. So he says, that's not a davish yishma tirin. That's not called davish yishma tirin. To have to be mafs is what you have in order to create the heter. He says, v'chok yagav neshein lo takona ela b'shiyafsid yosem midino lav davish yishma tirin mikri. V'od. That is a completely different answer. Maybe even if he takes the 20, it's no good. There's no such thing, there's no mixing except for wine and oil. It doesn't mean together, it means wine and wine, oil and oil. Hilkach ikalameichash shema kama shiyafrish shiyesh yoser potter mimasheroi lefi cheshbon. Or you could argue, maybe all of the tevel is clumped up right here. And every time he takes truma, he's missing it. He's missing completely. Here, here, here. Right? Now, that's a separate question. It's an interesting question. Do you say that by wheat we can assume there's an even distribution?
Yeah.
His whole first approach was assuming there's an even distribution. Right? Is that bothering you?
Yeah.
That was bothering me first also. Assume there's an even distribution and work on those odds. But then you'll have to be mafsid much more than you needed to. And then the second answer is maybe we don't assume an even distribution except by liquids that are mixed together. But by grain and grain, we don't say that. So maybe there really is no way. Okay. Yeah. Okay, but anyway, but what do you say? So well, what is the basic, but I mean, they both are working on the same basic track here, right? The Tosus and the Ram. That what? That the Tosus gives the case, what? Even if they're, when It's a difficult question. I mean, what would they each say about the other's thing, right? And they're both quoting Rabbeinu Tam, which you have to really, I guess you have to check out that Tosfos over there. But it is interesting. What is his? I mean, they do seem different, right? I mean, Rabbeinu, the our Tosfos is saying you have Tevel somewhere else, but it's not accessible. But it's just not accessible. And to get to it would be a big tircha and expense. And the Ran is saying that what? It's a question of being mafsid in your thing itself more than the din of Tevel requires. I mean, generally speaking, if you just from the description, what is the just from the description, if I read you these two lines here, they do sound like very, very different descriptions. Tell me what the main difference is over here. Tosfos says, Afagav the Yochel Leilich B'makom Shabbailim Sham, Mikomokom Kevin Sheesh Lo Torah V'Hotzah, Havi Kishe Ein Lo Matirin. That since it's going to be very expensive, difficult and expensive to find the guy to take the truma, it's like an Ein Lo Matirin, right? And the Ran says, Kol Shein Lo Matirin, yeah. He says, whenever there's a hefsid, where's the line? Right. He says, Ella Bishayafsid Yosa Medina Lav Davishish Matir and Mikri. Yeah, I don't know. What do you say? Sounds pretty similar. Both trying to get to the
same point.
Getting to the same point?
Kishayin or Momikri Darjit. And Ron sounds a little stronger.
Ron sounds stronger.
He
Lav davar sheyesh lo mat, lav davar, what is it called? Lav davar sheyesh lo matir and mikri. Yeah. All right, so what do you say? Want to give a try on something here? What's the basic approach here? That what? Why? How do you get around davar sheyesh lo matir in these cases?
Right. Possible.
Right.
Be...
I mean, you can't say that it goes by now. You can't say that davar sheyesh lo matirin ein matirin is a question of now, right? I mean, do I have to wait or not have to wait? Because the classic case is, like I said, the muktzah or chadash certainly requires waiting. Could be you have to wait 3 days depending on the yantif, right? So it can't be a question of, it would seem, according to this, if you knew the guy was definitely coming back in the next day or two, it wouldn't be, you wouldn't have a heter. It's not a question of immediacy. Yeah. He's saying it's the question of how hard it is for you how much work it takes for you to do it. I mean, what's the difference? What's the difference if it takes you a lot of work or if you have to wait a couple of days? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I was saying, is that
something interesting? I'm not sure. So he was making an interesting chilek over. He's saying, by muktza, right, or chadash, those things. So the isser is, that is the isser. The isser is kol zman. The isser is until Shabbos is over or yantif or until... The Omer is until the Yom HaOmer, right? That is the Isser, and until you get to those times, it's not Shayach. There's no heter at all, right? Because that is the very definition of the Isser. And so now it's just a matter of wanting, now it's just a matter of knowing that the heter is coming. So the heter is definitely coming, because the heter is just as strong as the iser, you could say. The iser is because of a certain zman, and the heter is because of a certain zman. So the it's really the same inyan, it's just a different time. Hold on, but he's saying, but by the truma, it's really roy right now. It's not an inyan of zman. Really, right now, it's roy for hafrashas truma. So this, but there's something that is making the hafrasha. There's something that's preventing the hafrasha. In other words, by Muktza and Chadash, there's nothing that's preventing the heter. No, there's not. The minute the heter is roy, the heter is actualized. It's a right. It's when the zman of the heter arrived. The heter arrives automatically. So you can't say there's something that is preventing the heter, other than the iser itself. That's just the nature of the iser. But by the truma, you can say it's different. Why? Because in theory, the Baal could take the truma at this moment, right? So really, it's roy for the heter right now. But the fact that he's inaccessible is removing the heter itself. That, in some sense, is making the heter inaccessible. Okay, it's an interesting chiluk. Yeah. So you call it a davar sheyesh lo matirin when the nature of the iser, when the nature of the heter is automatic, right? And but over here, he's saying you don't call it a yesh lo matirin when the matir is being frustrated, when the matir is being, when the matir itself requires an external, what do you say? He's saying you need torach and hotzah in order to actualize, in order to bring back the baal to be able to create the heter. In order to bring back the baal, in order to create the heter.
Some automatic process, you now have to intervene.
You have to intervene.
But when you're in the city, you also have to intervene.
But you always have to intervene because you have to be mafresh the truma.
But this is like an extra step that's needed to take.
Right. So anything, because the Gemara also says that if a person makes a neder not to eat something, that food is called a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Why? Because you can go to a chacham and be matir's neder. So just because you need to do something doesn't necessarily mean that it's an ein lo matirin. But the Gemara does seem to say, because there's a mitzvah to do it. There's a mitzvah to be matir and neder. So it's like intrinsic in the situation itself. But the point I was trying to make before is like this, that the Tosus focus seems to be on saying that the heter is saying that it's not really a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Because the heter itself is totally on a situation that doesn't exist right now. Or I'm saying, say, the heter itself is totally on a situation that is removed right now. Right, the situation is the baal being there to be mafresh shruma. And right now, that's being removed. Right now, that situation has been removed.
Conditionally.
And it would require Hotzah and Torah to reinstate it. But that means to say that what? That the shame matirin is lacking. The shame of davar sheyesh lo matirin is lacking. Seems to me like that. Seems to me that's what he's saying. He's saying, then it's like a kishein lo matirin. It's like an ein lo matirin. What does it mean? It's like an ein lo matirin. Yeah, tell me if you. This is the diak I'm trying to make. Tell me if you're buying this or not. All right. What do you say? What do you say between these two expressions? Tosfos says, since you have to be toreach and spend money to bring about the heter, it's like an ein lo matirin.
The matirin goes away.
It's like the matirin goes away. It's like the matirin is away. Whereas the Ran says, we don't call this a davar sheish lo matirin. Right? He doesn't say it's like an ein lo matirin. He says, we don't call it a davar sheyesh lo matirin when you have to burn good chulin in order to create your heter of
chulin. It's not stopping anything from happening. You're still going to burn your requisite amount of tevel.
Right. You're going to be mafresh the tevel. You're not going to have to destroy more. What I'm saying is like this. When he says we don't call it a davar sheyesh lo matirin, that means to say categorically it's removed from the class of davar sheyesh lo matirin. You understand?
Yeah, why?
Why? We don't know.
Okay, fine. Yeah,
we don't know.
That's sort of, this is the wrong
we don't
place
know.
For that.
But I'm saying like this. No, why is the next question. But my question, my focus right now is, can we really be this medayik? If you wanted to be a really super medayik in the Lashon, what's the difference between the Lashon of Tosfos where he says, it's like an ein lo matirin, and the Lashon of the Ran where he says, we don't call it a yesh lo matirin. Okay? So I'll tell you. This is what I would say. Okay, I'm not saying this. This is what I would say. I would say like this. If you're going to say it's like an ein lo matirin, that means to say he's still working within the framework of davar sheyesh lo matirin. He's saying davar sheyesh lo matirin is not batal, and davar sheein lo matirin is batal. Now this circumstance falls out on the ein lo matirin side. We call this like something that is an ein lo matirin. It's still within the group of. It still falls under the. You know what I mean? It's sort of naturally. Under the very rules of yesh lo matirin, it doesn't qualify. Yesh lo matirin has to be, it has an easy heter. If it doesn't have an easy heter, we don't call that a yesh lo matirin. I'm sorry, then it's called an ein lo matirin. Then that's an ein lo matirin. Whereas the Ran is saying that that there's a certain class of things that are considered davar sheyesh lo matirin, and this doesn't fit that class. Could be for any reason. Could be for another reason. Could be because hefsed were mekel. You understand? Could be. I could say that something that's not included in the category of yesh lo matirin. Why? Because it's expensive. Whatever reason it is, it's a kula. It's just a kula that we're mekel on this kind of a case, and we knock it out of the group. Davar sheyesh lo matirin. Even though in terms of yesh lo matirin, it 100% qualifies for yesh lo matirin, theoretically it's just as much a yesh lo matirin as anything else, but because of the circumstance, we don't apply the chumrah of yesh lo matirin.
It's still within Tosfos.
No. See, there's two ways of looking at it. We could say that naturally, according to the svara of ein lo matirin and yesh lo matirin, this is an ein lo matirin, right? That's the way Tosfos expresses it. Or you can say, no, in terms of the svara, anything that has a heter is a yesh lo matirin. But we don't lump every case into yesh lo matirin. We're selective about which things that are yesh lo matirin we apply the chumrah of davar sheyesh lo matirin to.
So you're not
medayek
on the
Lashon. I am being
medayek
on the
Lashon. It's not K, and it's in lo matirin.
Well, it's of course it's not really. He means in this halacha we call it like an in lo matirin. What does he call it? Let me give you some rationale behind it, okay? Like Gil was asking, what would be the reason for these two possibilities? Okay, so I would say like this. If you're going to learn like Rashi's approach, that what's Rashi that he showed me in Beitza, that what's the svara of a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Why are we machmir by a davar sheyesh lo matirin? So that means it like this: it's a din in the gavra. that an individual shouldn't relate, that if there's a situation, let's just say it first, and then we'll see what kind of sense it makes. If, since there's an issa that I could eat beheter tomorrow, right, I shouldn't eat it beisser now, right? I shouldn't eat it beisser bebitulo now. But the question is, why not? I mean, if it's batal midaraisa, so in what sense am I eating it beisser? It doesn't make sense. What do you mean I'm eating it beisser bebitulo? Isser bebitulo is called heter. So what's the idea? What's the svara of Rashi to say the davar shesh matirim were machmiron because wait till tomorrow and you won't need the bittel? Yeah, but I have the bittel today. The bittel is good, right? What's the svara? What's the idea of that? What kind of a chumra is that?
Because bittel's like, I don't want to say bedieved. It's like a backup plan.
Okay, very good. Good. Because bittel is like a backup plan. Very good. Meaning to say that there are different kinds of halachos in Torah. Okay? There are different kinds of halachos in Torah. There are certain halachos that are the primary din itself, right? Certain halachos are the din itself. That's the gufo shel Torah. And in a certain sense, you see what I mean? And then there are other halachos that come to resolve problems that arise within the working of the system itself, that come to remedy situations. So, for instance, let's say we hold safek derabbanan lekula, safek deraisa lechomer, whatever you want, whatever any right. So that doesn't mean, or like someone once asked me, he said that since you say safek brachos is every time you have a safek, every time you don't know what bracha to make, you make a shakol. Right, or if it's a suffix brachos, you should. You have a case like this. Sometimes you have a gemara to say that if you have certain things, we weren't sure what bracha to make on it. So they, you see in the Echronim, certain foods, people are not sure what bracha to make on it. So they say, don't eat these unless you're eating a suda. Right,
eat it
with bread. Oh, why? Why not say I just make a shakal on it? Right, isn't that also suffix brachos to make a shakol? If you don't know which bracha to make a shakol. So what's the difference? Why should I try to only eat it with bread? The halacha says, if you don't know what bracha to make, you make a shakol. Right? Because the din, when you don't know what bracha to make, you make a shakol, the nature of that halacha is that the system broke down. There was a breakdown in the system. Meaning to say, there's no intrinsic din that you can't put on equal footing, make a eitz on a fruit, a dama on a vegetable, a motzi on bread, and shahakal on things you don't know. Shahakal on things you don't know means that you are lacking in your ability to really implement the system in its proper way. So the Torah gives you a derech, what to do when you can't do the right thing, when you don't know how to really follow the halachas themselves. You understand? But to say that's why it's considered a bad thing, that's why it's something to avoid, because we should not bederech, we should not in a lichatchila, we should not have a derech lichatchila of doing the mitzvahs in a reduced form. You understand? To rely on the way to resolve things besuffic is like admitting and making a statement of genai about ourselves that we're just you know, the system broke down for us. So although suffic, there's a rule of what to do in a suffic, that itself means that the primary thing is not available to you. You should not engage the system of Torah. If you can, you should only engage the system of Torah in its primary form, not in the what if form, right? So it seems like Rashi's learning some similar idea like that. Bittul is not a derech of eating iser. There's no such thing in the Torah says that you can that chazer is aser. But here's a way to eat it, right?
Yeah.
It means to say, b'di'eved, chazer really should always be treated as a non-ochel. But b'di'eved, if it falls into your food, it's not going to be mastered your food when it's in this year. But to eat b'derech bittel is a b'di'eved kind of way of It's a bidi'eved, means you messed up already. Something you already messed up already. Now what do I do when I messed up? So midrabbanon, they said it's not good for people to engage the system that way when there's a choice. You have the choice. You have the ability tomorrow to wait and really eat it b'derech, in the primary sense, not having to rely, like Gil says, not having to rely on a heter of bittul. Of course it's mutter when it's bottle, but it's a heter because of a pshia, right? So therefore, the chachamim were machmir that in terms of the gavra shouldn't choose l'chadchila a derech of bidyeved when he has the choice in front of him. That's really the problem of davar shisha matirin. It's really mitzad gavra. It's not a derech of the gavra to engage in mitzvos and in Torah. But Tosus is saying, if there's a legitimate roadblock, though, to his ability to attain the heter, then we don't call it like a guy who's taking, then we call it like an ein lo matirin. Situationally for him, it is a bidyeved. Because now for him to attain the right thing would require a big tirchan and expense. So in his situation, even the heter is not really available to him. So he's like in a bidyeved situation to begin with. So in the framework of the Isser, we can treat this like an ein lo matirin. You understand? Because the whole Isser is not to just choose effortlessly when there's an effortless choice of going the the pure route or taking the bidyeved route. You shouldn't take the bidyeved route. But tircha and hotzah makes neither side, makes even the heter not an easy choice, not an available free choice. There's a barrier to that too. So now you can't say the gavra is just a toe-face derech bidyeved in the face of a way to do it in the proper way. So then it's like an ein lo matirin. In the svara of yesh lo matirin and ein lo matirin, this already has the svara of an ein lo matirin. You understand? But the Ran seems to learn, if we can take him serious, his sheet in the Dharam, that yesh lo and ein lo is a din in the cheftza. That when the cheftza has a heter, then it's not really a pure iser to have a bittel against. So what's the difference? Conceptually, it still is a cheftza of yesh lo matirin. So he has to say they were not machmir on a gavra in this chumra of the cheftza, b'makom hefsed. In Makom Hefzad, they excluded this from the case of Yesh Lo Matirin. You understand? We excluded from the category of Yesh Lo Matirin because of the Hefzad. Not that the Hefzad makes it an Ein Lo Matirin, but the Hefzad is a reason for us not to apply the Chumrah of Yesh Lo Matirin. You understand? It's extrinsic. Like a lot of times you'll see in the Yoredeya, the Ramah will say, we're knowing like this, but Makom Hefzad lo we're not machmer. There's such a thing as a chumrah and in the makom hefsed not applying the chumrah. So that's what I'm trying to say. The lashon of ein lo matirin means within the framework it qualifies as an ein lo matirin. The lashon of saying lo mikri davar sheyesh lo matirin means we just exclude it from the category for an external reason. Really, conceptually, it does qualify as an ein lo matirin, but we exclude it from the whole realm of davar sheyesh lo matirin. Because the chamuna machmir in a situation of hefsid.
Is this a real makom hefsid though?
So then it would seem he's learning the hefsid is only in the thing itself. It would seem.
What do you mean by
that? The Ran would not accept the idea. We have to think about that. Would the Ran accept the idea of the hefsid of tracking the guy down? Sounds like he holds it's only intrinsic in the cheftza. That it, right? Intrinsic, extrinsic. In other words, intrinsic in the when you have truma b'makom acher, then it doesn't require any hefsid to be mafresh. You might have to wait for the guy to be done with his 3-week vacation, but it doesn't require any, it doesn't intrinsically require any hefsid to bring about the matir. But when you have no true makom acher, then intrinsically it will require hefsid to achieve that heter. That situation they excluded. I'll tell you just another case that you have in the Shulchan Aruch. Case would be, let's say you had something that's muksa, right? Let's say we can think back. Let's say we're on our camping trip, right? So we don't have any refrigeration, and we have something that's an egg. We're lucky enough; we have an egg that was laid on Yontif, and it's muksa. But if you wait till Yontif is over, it's going to be rotten. So the Mechaber says that's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin, because if you wait, it's going to get ruined.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's like the, that's means to say that if there's a kilkel in the thing, you don't consider that a yesh lamatir. But anyway, that's I know I'm going out a bit on the limb over here, but it seems to me that the Ran's derech, in terms of the Ran's derech, it's in terms of the Heftza. In terms of the Tosus and the Rashi, it's in terms of the Gavra. Okay.